I didn't get to finish my hatred for Canada. It's not the
Please go
greatest
on.
take, but it was fun to watch the whole thing. Like, it was the longest parade.
So you hate watch the fucking
I
Canadian
hate watched it
parade.
for like 2 hours. I hate watched it before we went to Honest Tom's, and then when I got back, I was still watching it.
You're like, good, it's
It
still
was
on.
still going, and they hadn't made it to the podium yet, which was it was fun to watch their infrastructure fail. And they were like, it started 2 hours late, but here we are. We're gonna still do it. Like,
Ugh.
the whole thing just sucked.
Yeah,
And they're like,
it.
America sucks. This is why we like this guy, because he protested Trump. That's why he's such a cool fucking coach. And then it's like, oh, there's a shooting. Well, keep the fucking parade going. We're different than America. Oh, military flyover. Oh, we're very different than America. It's
Dude,
like,
that's
are you?
too fucking funny.
Are you
I didn't even
different
know
than
about the
us, you
shooting.
fucking pussies? They get one championship and they're instantly America.
Yeah, dude.
That's what happens, dude. When you start winning, you become America.
That's true.
That's a if it's a
That's the
good
curse.
sign if you have a shooting at your championship parade.
For sure,
It's
dude.
like, damn, we're winning.
Yeah, well, this is
We're doing
nothing.
so well that dudes are freaking out and shooting
People
people.
are rooting tooting, dude.
There was a dude that freaked out in Dallas recently.
What do you do?
He was a fucking incel. Like, he had pictures online of him in like he has one of the sickest fucking pictures. It's him
Was
with like an AK, but he's wearing like chainmail and like a knight's helmet,
What the fuck?
holding an anime pillow. Like a sex doll pillow.
His waifu?
Dude, the internet is killing people.
Oh, for sure.
He was full fucking 4chan incel. I don't
Dude,
even think he killed
he
anyone.
fires
I
up.
think he showed up and got killed.
Dude, there's a lot of people who aren't just like, obviously, people are going to die no matter what, but there's a lot of people who aren't going to make it through the age of the internet and opioids. Those two combined are wiping people out, dude.
Yeah.
Not even like killing people, but just completely scrubbing their life of just like any chance of doing
I mean,
anything.
sitting on the internet to the point where you become a fucking mass shooter like that.
Yeah.
That's I mean, the fucking Christchurch guy was like that. He
Yeah.
was saying shit about like PewDiePie. He live streamed his shooting. Yeah. He
Jesus
was
Christ.
I didn't even watch that one. That one was like people told me what it was like and I was like, I'm not watching that. They were
Yeah,
like
oh
he had like people
yeah.
huddled
People
into the
huddle in the
corner.
thing.
Ugh.
Yeah, man. What's well, yeah, it's
But he
like
was like reciting like 4chan quotes and like internet shit. And this guy in Dallas recently was like the same thing, where it was like, you're gonna, how fucking dumb are you? How
Dude.
fucking dumb are you?
Well, now with the internet too, it's like people used to compete against like the people in their town, people in their country. Now it's like just like with YouTube, you're in competition with like a huge portion of the world.
Yeah.
And it's like every day you're up against it. And there's like all these viral sensations. And like it's weird 'cause it's actually accessible, like you could do it. Where
It's right
before
there.
like for the internet, you're a mechanic and like you're like, yeah, I'll never, I'm just a fucking mechanic. But now it's like
Yeah.
everyone has access to it a little bit. To like celebrity dumb, dude, it's just not
That's where
good
you're
for
getting
people.
mechanics making TikToks.
Yeah,
That's
dude,
where
I saw that
that
troop.
oh, that troop TikToks and cop trick TikToks are so brutal.
Dude, I mean, like, what the fuck is that?
There was one of a mechanic. He had like grease on his
Dirty
face,
hands. I
and
do this so she can look like
he's like,
this.
yeah, I got grease on my face. It's a mechanic's war paint. I'm the guy you call when your boyfriend can't nut. It's like,
It's like, wait, huh?
what?
It's like I think you got to
So you're
redo
gonna blow the boyfriend? What are you saying? You're
that,
gonna make him nut? Is that the problem you're solving?
I watched it. He was like, "Yup, put it
Send
out."
it.
Yeah, man. A lot of people are gonna between like,
That fucking troop one I posted is
that's
like
disturbing.
that's the double-edged sword we have with putting troops on a fucking high pedestal. It's like, 'cause now you have retards that are like, I could be a hero. My high school bully made fun of me. Yeah, do you see me now, dude? I'm wearing camouflage. What do you
I
think of me? How do you like me now?
have a gun.
Yeah,
And
man.
they watch a couple more YouTubes and like, I'm bringing my gun into public. Hold up while I write this really long letter.
Now, do you think I'm cool? I'm a troop, dude.
That's like the next. If you don't give that guy pussy for like a year, he just brings his gun to the mall and he's like,
Forever 21. Check out this cool gun I have. Yeah, that was that book I was reading was talking about how people used to like look down on troops. Like, in every culture, they're like, oh, you're a soldier? That sucks.
It's a
that fucking blows,
it's a
dude.
Shitty job.
Yeah, now our culture is like, troops are the fucking best.
Well, they had to start gassing them up with those cool commercials of them, like, climbing mountains.
Fighting
and,
a dragon.
Like, fighting lightning and shit. Like, yeah, man.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
You're not going to be kicking down doors like a woman scared. You're fighting a dragon on a plateau.
You're just bored as fuck, dude.
Yeah, you're just kicking open a door all like, of them get are, the fuck on the ground.
All of them are flying helicopters and, like, jumping on parachutes. It's like, nah, dude, we're going to drop you off in, like, a shitty Jeep.
Yeah, your job is to carry cases of water.
And, like, go grab that guy and kill him. Like, we know what he did. We're like, eh, sort of.
Yeah, someone
know.
Told us to.
He's like, just fucking go get him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Like, is that the dragon? Yeah, that's the dragon.
Yeah, that's
that innocent man leaving his mosque.
Can I still carry my sword? It's like, nah, that's just for a dress-up time,
dude. That old, I think I talked about it a while ago. There was an article that was fucking wild in the Atlantic about these Navy SEALs going rogue. They were carrying hatchets. They were carrying tomahawks.
Oh, when they're over
they're
there.
They're like, you got to get blood on your tomahawk. They were like fucking scalping people.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, a lot of those dudes come home, too.
Yeah, they all come home. Most
I mean,
of them
I'm
come home.
I'm saying, like, a lot of them come home and get kind of swept up into, like, criminal activity. Because it's like, if you're, you know, if you're out here doing your thing and
get
some,
that adrenaline.
Some dude comes bumbling back, you're like, hey, man, you want to make some money? It's like, I'm going to drive a ton of drugs across the country. You sit in the truck, and if anyone does anything,
freak out.
Shoot that fucking
freak
gun.
Freak out like you used to.
Yeah.
Oh,
some
man.
Dude used to claim. I knew some dude used to claim that they're like, yeah, my like this guy was saying like when he drives over like a tractor trailer full of weed, they would drive like hundreds of pounds, and they're like when he pulls up in the warehouse, a guy comes out with like full fucking troop gear with a gun out of the thing in case anyone tries to set him up. I was like, all right, dude. Sure you weren't watching fucking Bad Boys.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. I
in real life it's just some guy Subaru with like 5 pounds of weed in it, like, hurry up, get it out of here.
I have a pocket knife.
And then the troops came out with the helmet.
And the troops were there, and the troops, they were getting so much pussy.
Well, they said they used to put
dude,
in
the
like,
troops are the I want everyone to know, we support the troops.
For sure.
We support the humble fucking troops. Not the fucking troops trying to get pussy from
I like
being
the troops.
Troops
who are like, it's a job. I go over there and, you know.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's like, yeah, dude, it's fucking
sucks. Fuck yes.
I like that.
There's, dude, TikTok has ruined troops
also,
for me.
I do feel bad that they, I mean, I feel bad that they have to go over there. Because when they, now they have access to like the internet and they can like.
They can
read,
find out why they're
they
over
can
there.
Read about while they're over there. Yeah. I was talking to the one guy and he's like, yeah, it kind of like sucks when you read about like why we're actually over there. And like, you kind of understand it's more about oil than anything else. And it's like.
Yeah, but you got to come to terms with that. You got to be like, yo, we're here to secure this empire.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting a stormtrooper mode for sure.
Yeah.
But it's like, then you watch the new Star Wars and it's like, you just feel like a stormtrooper.
You got to be
like,
the stormtrooper that jumps to the other side, dude. You got to Bergdahl out. You got to be Bo Bergdahl.
And join ISIS.
And just be like, yo, I'm with you guys now.
Clearly. Or triple agent, dude. That'd be sick to double agent ISIS. Just shot in the head the first night. Like, oh, God, it didn't work.
Yeah, the
just get raped 10 times. Like, how's it going? You're like, pretty rough over here.
It's not good, guys. I got to be honest with you. The troop TikTok, there's one of like this kid's making a video of like a frat bro trying to drink.
Yeah.
And then he's like, sorry, bro. I'm military. And he holds up like a bottle of fucking Jack. Sorry, bro. I'm military. I'm not a frat bro chugging beer.
Yeah, and then he drinks Jack and like gets a demerit. He gets
a
demerit from his fucking weird like uncle boss. No drinking, boy.
Yeah, the troops are having a rough time, dude.
For sure,
troops
dude.
Are not having fun.
No, dude. This is arguably like a pretty bad time. Again, you have the access to the internet. You can research. You get that 20 G's when you sign up. They keep sending me emails about that. I'm like, guys, stop.
You're close.
You're going to get me on the You're wrong. They've already got me close where I'm like.
Nah, it's right, like, I could get it. I could use a new Civic.
Exactly. I'm like, I get 20 G's and I'm sure I can. I'm like. No,
you already tuck in your shirt and wear reflective glasses.
It's true.
You tuck in a t-shirt.
Sure.
If you
I'm
walked,
Valor.
If you walked past a fucking recruiter's office, they'd be like, "Here comes an easy one, dude. This guy's got reflectors."
Get the video of the sword hitting lightning. We got this guy,
dude. If you saw a video of lightning,
dude. If you play Jeeps driving through the mud and play Enter Sandman to it, I'm instantly in the
like,
trance.
How do I get in that Jeep?
If you hit me a 20 grand check and it's like, I'm like, I'm absolutely powerless against this propaganda. Sign me up.
I mean, they did tap in perfectly to the psyche.
Yeah, man.
Like, what's the best propaganda? It's like Metallica and lightning.
Fuck yeah.
You're going to get white trash fucking swarming to this fucking thing.
I don't even know what we're fighting about, but I'll definitely join. Well, dude, I remember when I became old enough to realize, like, when Black Hawk Down and those movies started coming out a lot, I remember being, like, following the news and seeing them come out. I'm like, all right. clearly being propagandized. Yeah. That's crazy. You can release those movies, and I guarantee those fucking things spike up. Like the people joining up.
Oh, recruiting.
I guarantee it spikes. Yeah. Like Saving Private Ryan, people are probably like,
Saving Private Ryan, yeah.
Oh, any war movie. I'm sure, like, when those guys, the Mark Wahlberg, when he was, like, the last dude alive and, like, was hiding out in the village or whatever.
Last Dude Alive. That was the name
last
of the movie.
Last Lone Dude Survivor. Alive. That, the fucking, when the guy from The Office fights in...
Benghazi.
Benghazi. Apparently, Valerie Jarrett watched that entire thing go down on, like, a live cam.
What?
That's why Roseanne was, like, talking shit on her.
Really?
Again, this is, like,
wild.
Wait,
Valerie Jarrett was... Did fucking...
Valerie Jarrett was, like...
Hillary did the terrorists Clinton. Fucking tap her in? Was she watching their GoPros?
No, I don't know why they did that, but apparently they're saying like they knew that was going to happen, and Jarrett sat there the entire time and watched it and just told everyone to stand down. Why?
Nah.
I don't know.
Nah.
You're
getting fake news, dude.
I could be.
You're getting the news that guy in Dallas got.
You think so?
Yes. You guys got the same feed.
I'm about to go. I just got like,
you gotta
a
get
fucking,
a pillow.
I'm about to hit express right now with a fucking BB gun.
You see this gun? I'm powerful. You see how powerful I am?
Let's get tased.
Dude, those fucking Trump guns we were talking about are real, and that's
really?
Horrifying.
That's pretty scary.
Dude, on the barrel it says, like, stop fake news. It's like, dude, someone's going to shoot a fucking journalist.
George
to be like,
Stepukulis, dude.
Stephanopoulos got a little fucking cocky during that. I need to load up my gold Trump gun.
Oh, my God.
Dude. I wonder if they think it's like the golden gun in 007. Where if, like, you hit him once anywhere, he's dead.
Done.
Yeah.
It could be the golden gun. I was actually walking around with Spud in the hospital before he went to the surgery, and I literally, we were going in circles, and we were in this hospital. I didn't know where I was going, and I got, like, literal 007 frustration when you're walking on a board, and you're like...
Did you crouch behind a box?
I should have.
Got a wooden crate?
It was, like, the third time we were back in the same place, and I was like, fuck! And I was literally like, why is this? I'm like, oh, this is why I don't play 007, because I just get lost on the board, and I'm like, this sucks. Someone just shoots me. I'm like, fuck this, dude. This sucks.
Man, getting shot in 007, that was frustrating. You guys like, you know that fucking noise he used to make?
Yeah, and some fucking asshole would be odd job, and he was so small and hard to shoot. It was like, dude, don't fucking be an odd job. That was a bullshit move.
That was.
Being
odd. That was
job.
Like being Vic in Madden.
Yeah.
There's a couple bitch ass moves.
Yeah. Cousin Bob was Vic all the time.
Was he?
Yeah.
Cousin Bob was a punk, dude.
He was good, too. He'd run with Vic, and it was
just scramble
like,
out of the pocket, make everyone run flies.
You're
That's
fucked.
A bullshit move.
Yeah,
Troops wouldn't do that.
No way, dude. Troops would never get bullied anymore.
Troops are done with their high school bullies.
What song was he playing again?
Oh, okay, how you doing? Hey, yeah. The fucking Lil Wayne
I'm
song.
I'm going in, my Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Buffalo gets pushed, and
he's like, okay.
Okay, I see how you're doing.
You think you're tough, man? Check this out. I'm in the fucking reserve.
I work the stock room.
I'm a weekend warrior.
Dude, I was actually laughing and thinking about someone doing a TikTok where it was like, why do good girls like... And at the end, it just switches to a dude in the Klan outfit. And just like,
That's a good one, dude.
That'd be hilarious.
We should start TikTok.
Or a guy, same thing. A guy just surrounded in Nazi memorabilia. It's like, what a good guy. It's like, bad boys. It's total Hitler mustache. I'm like, dude, how's no one done? That'd be hilarious.
They probably have. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I would have come across my desk.
I was sitting there driving with Brittany was driving me, and I was like laughing, thinking in my head, I was like thinking about where someone could even order a Klan outfit from. And I was like, what are you laughing at? And I was like,
just trying to figure out how to order.
Too hard. Too hard to explain.
It'd be a bad explanation. I was just thinking about how to get my hands on a Klan robe.
It's like, yeah, I just wonder where people buy them from.
They make them. You can buy them easy.
But you got to go online and be like...
I was reading about it. I think some dude in Tennessee...
Just makes them.
Has been making them for years. That's his business.
It's good living.
This is
Does he deck them out? But like when you get to like a purple belt...
Yeah, I don't know.
You can sustain the N-word. The N-word for like 30 seconds straight.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you get the purple hat, dude. You can like reap down, hit like a full belly. They're like, all right, dude, here, you're the leader now. Imagine being the fucking leader.
The Grand Dragon?
Yeah. You gotta hate black people so much, dude.
Yeah, but they go on this, like, we don't hate black people. We just want them to go back to where they came from. They have, like, a hard, like, we're not racist. We're just, we want white people to be alone. That's their whole fucking thing.
So they're not racist now?
Yeah, I think that's their method. I think the Klan's reforming.
It's like when you
to
get
stay alive,
dude. It's like when you get so high, you think you're sober. You're like, no, actually,
yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
I'm not. What I'm proposing here is perfectly fair.
Yeah,
just leave our country and go away.
I just saw a movie about it with this dude that was in the Klan. It's a true story, and then a black lady like befriends him, and he like chills out.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that.
Yeah, with Sam Rockwell's in it.
Oh, I saw like a documentary version of that.
But that's the same story as anything like that alt-right documentary, everything, where it's like if somebody just talks to these dudes, they're like, well, you guys aren't so bad.
Exactly.
I just wanted a friend, to be honest. Like every – dude, that hot Indian chick, that like hot Muslim chick kept interviewing these alt-right dudes that were just like, well, I guess you're all right. Like you seem nice.
I'd hang out with you,
yeah, it's
I guess.
Like, yeah, well, now we're friends, right? It's like all these guys are just lonely losers.
Yeah, man.
They should become troops.
That, I don't understand why they don't.
Like, how you like me now?
Dude, I don't understand why they don't snatch these guys up and just let them go do, like, digital recon. Like, all those autists. And, like, look, you guys don't even have to fucking show up.
Yeah, but that's...
We're going to put you on the payroll.
That's a risk.
But the autists won't
those boys
out.
Will not fucking...
Yeah,
they have no gods,
them,
no
you
masters.
You Q-level clearance, dude?
Nah. They're going to be posting that on the Reddit tonight.
True, dude. That's true. You're going to hire an army of Snowdens.
Yeah.
Which would be tight.
Should be tight.
That'd be awesome, dude. I'm stoked on Assange. I need Assange to get out, dude.
Everyone does think our military, like, we're going to get hacked by the Asians. The Chinese are going to hack us.
Yeah, with the Hawaii, the 5G shit.
I don't know, dude. If we do need to start whipping our autists into shape, getting them to be like, boys, serve our country. Make
it's
us
tough.
Proud.
You got to promise.
Because the Chinese are all autists.
Yeah.
Every one of them can hack.
True. That's like the Foot Clan. They got the 5G saying? Now. Well,
yeah,
dude,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
Who's claiming to be? I told you he's claiming to be autistic. Fucking Hannah Gadsby.
Oh my god.
She's claiming autism now. Where it's like, dude, if someone hasn't taken you aside at some point and be like, "Yo, bro, I got some news for you."
Yeah.
You're kind of autistic. If that hasn't happened and you're like 30, you're not fucking autistic.
Yeah, true.
Someone had to have taken it. Like, the fact that you're just like, I'm just realizing now that I'm, it's like,
I'm, I am autistic.
Yeah, I don't know if that works that way.
Shut up.
Imagine just reading the WebMD and she was like, oh, yes.
Oh, man.
That too?
Yeah.
That's, I apparently there's a TED Talk. I haven't watched it yet, obviously. I'm just talking out my ass.
Wait,
but
it is a TED Talk?
Yeah, it's her being like, her unveiling. It's like when Puff Daddy unveiled himself as Diddy, she's basically unveiling herself as an autist. She gave a TED Talk about, like, I think
it's
again,
good that she decided to call it a TED Talk this time instead of a fucking comedy special.
Oh, my God, I know.
The first one was a TED Talk.
Oh. I watch a lot of TED Talks for school, dude. They're pretty fucking brutal.
That must have been a tough sell. Whoever that agent was, good for them, for sitting down in that office and being like, do you want to call it that? Let's just call it a TED Talk, you know?
Yeah,
the
dude.
First one was just a TED Talk.
She's like, okay, I guess I'll do that.
Are you telling me I can't do comedy?
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. Now she's autistic, so. She's probably just
that's a risk. She might loan gumming out the next theater.
It's true.
That's dangerous.
Yeesh.
You get an autist front and center, shine some lights on them. They might.
She might bring, like, a sickle down in, like, into a town square, dude, and start communist attacking people.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I was delighted to see Canada fall apart today.
Fantastic.
That was nice. Not the shooting. I wasn't happy about the shooting.
Did anyone die?
No.
You think they might have been agent provocateurs? Sip that water, dude.
Yeah.
Double barrel on that thing.
No, but it was literally because they had time to kill because this thing was running so late. Every single person was like, look at how fucking diverse this is. Wow.
They were literally saying that
the whole time. Like, that's what makes this the best city in the world, just how diverse it is. All of Canada, we love everyone. Every single person. It was like, what are you doing?
Did you see any natives there?
I did not.
Huh?
Did not see any natives. That's
answer
true.
To that, Trudeau.
True.
Raper of the land. Yep. Eco-terrorist. He's not an eco-terrorist. He's a...
Dude, I just talked about it on a different podcast earlier today, but it's been cracking me up all day thinking about... All right, so we were talking about the Parkland shooting.
Okay.
And how I was like, dude, props to the fucking security guard who didn't go in.
Who just stayed out?
Who stayed outside during the shooting. He was just like, fuck it, dude, no way.
True.
And then I was like, how much do you think he got paid? Like 40 grand? And was just like, dude, he had a gun and sat outside literally to guard from a shooting.
Yeah.
That was his whole job. He must have been like, dude, I have the best job in the world.
I know.
Like, there's never going to be a, there's never a shooting. There's no chance there's going to be a shooting. And it happens, and he's like, you know what? What, are they going to fire me?
True. Fuck that. It, dude. I mean, he did get fired, right?
Yeah, I think he got, like, arrested.
I mean, think about all the time. He got arrested?
I think he got in a lot of trouble.
What kind
of
jail cred is, like, sitting out of a school shooting? I mean, the punishment
you're
alone.
You're the boss, dude. The punishment, you're a shot caller right away in the pen.
No, dude, the punishment you're a alone. Like, damn, bro, that's fucking tough.
That's hard.
Now, the punishment alone should be having to listen to every fucking dude for the rest of your life. Be like, dude, I would have fucking grabbed that gun, ran in there, and fucking probably winged him off the bat. It's like every dickhead in the world being all of a sudden turning into Max Payne. I do fantasize about that, though. Do you ever fantasize about, like, stopping a public shooting?
Yeah.
That's one of my, like, biggest
I was fantasies. Always, every time I was in school, forever, I was always thinking about that.
I think about it all the time.
Well, you're in school.
Yeah.
I'd be thinking about it, but...
That'd be some Red Dead Redemption for me, dude.
That'd be... Oh, dude, you don't think I've thought about some good redemptions?
For stopping...
Saving, like, a family and be like, huh? How about that? Huh? Pretty good. Oh, man. Yeah, my baby girl's up and she moved. She's going back to school.
She's gone.
Yeah, and she was worried about school shootings. And I was like, nobody shoots up community colleges.
I don't know. I feel like they'd be...
No, they don't. They don't hit them.
I feel like they're ripe for the picking.
Yeah, I mean, no, I think the school shooters are usually, like, either out of... They don't extend their education, or they go to, like, a really good school.
True. Well, yeah.
Aren't they all, like...
I mean, community colleges do. Not the hex.
I bet they have.
Not the hex here.
I bet they have been hit.
They had to have. I mean, I've passed a lot of community colleges.
Yeah, you see a lot of JNCO jeans, dude.
A lot of JNCO jeans.
JNCOs at the community still.
Like, they're like fucking modern day cowboy pants, dude. A lot of gunslingers. Yeah, around those parts.
A lot of gunslingers. Yeah, it is like the Wild West.
I mean, I've passed community college.
A lot of people trying to figure out dentistry.
Yeah.
It is the Old West, dude. A community college is a bunch of different, like, shitty shops.
Yeah, there is a lot of Wild West
majors. You got to weld.
True.
You know?
True. I don't know. But, yeah, I guess you might be safe, though. You have enough. Yeah, I don't know how it is in Vermont. In Philadelphia Community College, you'd have enough black people to be, like, buffering the school shooter energy. It doesn't happen around black people a lot.
It does, but they just, nobody...
It's like a mass... It's like
there's shootings all the time in black schools, and just nobody...
But they're not, like, nerd-inspired.
Yeah,
nerd
out. No, exactly.
Yeah, so
it's not
like,
filled with, like, nerd rage, where it's just like, I'm getting everybody.
Exactly.
It's usually a one-on-one thing.
Yeah, it's usually just beef.
Yeah.
So it's kind of...
Beef's everybody's like, yeah, cool.
It's a duel.
Yeah, they duel. It's there's a lot more gentlemanly...
It's a lot more...
And when they duel, when they duel, everyone's like, sick.
Yeah, everyone's like,
that's cool, you guys dueled.
We gotta stop this.
But the honkies doing it is a problem.
Yeah.
Because the honkies aren't gentlemen.
True. They're pretty... Out. They're bad guys.
They are bad guys.
No, yeah, there's no yeah, there's no real sympathy garnered for them.
For who?
Like a mass shooter. There's no, like, well, it's a nuanced situation.
Wait, what?
Like, there's no, like, you know, with like, if a black dude was, like, shoot his foe in a school.
His foe.
Yeah. There'd be like, well, there's like a nuance and da-da-da.
Yeah, yeah.
When dudes like, when nerds fucking snap, there's no like, well, you got to think about it. Everyone's just like, fucking good riddance, dude. But I feel like a lot of times it's just, I don't know. I haven't heard of a school shooting where there's like a lot of black dudes. Like a lot of, I don't know. There's not, I don't
true.
Know.
True.
So.
You're onto something.
Maybe, I mean, you know, Trump talks about giving teachers fucking guns. Maybe.
You know what else? I think if there's a white nerd at a black school, I think the black guys tend to take them under their wing.
Do they?
Yeah, make funny videos of them, like, dancing.
True, that's true, too.
You know,
yeah.
They include them. They're like, hey, you goofy fucking weirdo, don't kill me. You know, joking around. At the white school, they're like, you're a loser. You'll never get pussy. Yeah. And he's like, yes, I will. Watch.
True. No, that's a good point. That's a fair point.